No surprise, markets still have a focus of tariffs, but let's add in a smidge of weather as well. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and I'm Susan Littlefield with this market update. PJ Conrad joins us today. He is with the crew at Trados based out of Lincoln. And you know, the markets, no surprise, you can't get away from it, PJ. Tariff talks and discussions, I think, are here to stay, at least on the near term.
Yeah, and it's a back and forth all day, right? I mean, you saw this morning there were reports out kind of mid-morning. We're going to put this off 90 days. And then corn was up 6, beans were up 16, everything was good again. And then all of a sudden, no, actually, the White House says that's fake news. So we're a very headline-driven market. And so I think one thing when you think about that is you can't get too caught up in the day-to-day, minute-to-minute moves. The market's reacting to things they don't know. And I think it makes managing your risk a little bit harder, but you got to take yourself out of the tariff hoopla, so to speak. I mean, wherever you stand on it, good, bad, or indifferent, it's happening. And so there's probably going to be some pain, but there's going to be some good that comes with it too. I mean, to spin it positively, you kind of got to think maybe from the grain side of things. As we look ahead, this isn't the first time President Trump's put tariffs on countries. You maybe understand things better. You go through something the second time, usually you're better at it than you were the first time. So hopefully the negotiations are smoother than what they were the first time around. It's no surprise that China is probably our biggest thorn in our side from putting tariffs back on. And the back and forth that's going to happen there. You know, the interesting thing with that, though, is really we haven't sent much beans to China anyways. And it's the time of year where they're not coming back in for, till really November. So at the end of the day, they haven't bought hardly any corn from us either. So I don't know. Yes, it affects the markets. It's more of a psychological thing than a real thing. And so last time this happened, go back to 2018 when we were putting tariffs on and they were, China was retaliating. We had a similar move where beans went down 30 cents in one day. And about 8 days later, they were right back to where they were. So not saying it's going to happen, but you have some forethought there that it's maybe not as bad as it seems. And at the end of the day, I mean, corn's been wildly resilient, I would say, to the tune of where it's defended itself. Old crop-wise, we're tight stocks and exports are good. And new crop, you got a lot of growing season left, too, here. So it's going to get to be an interesting, as every year is, an interesting look at these markets.
So do you think volatility is just going to kind of be the key word that we see within this market trade when you see the push of the outside market influence, whether it's the Dow, the S&P, and how everything is kind of mingling together, grains and other?
I do. I mean, we're set up for volatility, and some of that's just the flow of money. Some of that's real concerns. But we've, case in point this morning, we go up and test the 100-day moving average on corn, and we bounce, fall off that just on news that maybe they're getting delayed 90 days. But does it really affect, I guess at the end of the day, does it really affect our agriculture sector? We're really our corn market, at least. So much of our corn goes to Mexico for export. And yeah, the EU's second biggest importer of our corn. So that could be a concern. But Mexico is the biggest one. And my understanding is tariffs are protected under the initial agreement. And so volatility is going to push it, but volatility creates opportunities, good and bad. And so, yes, right now I feel like we're on the, maybe we've weathered a lot of the storm. I mean, really, if you just said a week ago we're trading where we're at and all the news that came at us, I don't know if I would have believed you or not. I mean, sure, December corn at 448 isn't exactly getting anyone to do backflips, but at 95.5 million acres and, run a pencil quick, you can get to 2+ billion bushel carryout pretty easily for the 25 crop. The good news is we have a lot of weather, and the bad news is we have a lot of weather because it's dry in a lot of places and it's too wet in a lot of places.
I was going to ask you about that weather-wise. I mean, this weekend, the forecast kind of changed up. Areas that weren't supposed to get as much rain got deluge of rain, and now that's going to push some of this planting back a couple of weeks. Are we going to go from a tariff to a weather to tariff to weather type of marketing situation this spring?
Yeah, I mean, a tariff to weather, I think that's going to be the name of the game of what headline is it running and what's actually happening out there. And like you said, there's areas that got absolutely pounded with rain, and they don't need any more. And then you get kind of to the Western Plains I mean, we could use a good one-inch soaker. There was areas that had a decent rain last week, but not widespread. And so as we get to this time of year, you know, I would say most of the Corn Belt can get off to, you know, the core areas can get off to a pretty decent start planting. But there's areas where we picked up all these acres that got absolutely, you know, pounded with rain. How much does that delay their planting? Does that affect their yield or not? You know, do they get more rain? I guess this is really the bigger question that holds them out of the field. And so from a price positivity standpoint, and I feel for the, you know, farmers in those areas that are getting too much rain, because a lot of them faced horrible situations last year too otherwise. But from a price standpoint, if they can get held out of the field, or there's talk of some sort of shift in what they're going to plant, that could give us a little more positive momentum to the up on corn. And I also, you know, I'm no meteorologist, subscribe to some companies and read their stuff, and it would seem like we're setting up for a drier pattern here, you know, kind of get through April and into mid-May, it could get hotter and drier. The question always in that situation, right, Susan, is are we going to get that timely rain or two mid to late June that, you know, quote-unquote, saves the crop? So that's what makes it fun, though. I mean, the tariff talk is really the unknown. The weather's an unknown. But we face something every year, whether it be weather or some sort of export situation. It just so happens now we're back in the headline news of it, where the market can react 10 cents either way just on some tweet or some rumor that comes out.
Very well put. PJ Conrad, by the way, joining us today with Trados. That is a look to what we saw in some market movement in our discussion. I'm Susan Littlefield, and this is the American Ag Network.